Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 258. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
We are all together.
Once again.
I mean,
that's on a Saturday.
It's the point, right?
Yeah. On a Saturday, no less.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oddball day.
Yeah. Well, I like these Saturday. oddball day for three oddballs.
Three oddballs, exactly. Took the words out of my mouth.
I like the Saturday
I only
recordings.
Got two eyeballs.
Eyeballs and oddballs.
That would be weird if you had more than two eyeballs, but I mean, you know, who knows? You'd be an episode in itself.
That could work actually for us.
You guys doing all right?
Mm-hmm.
Doing good.
We are. Yeah.
Did you guys have a good week?
Mm-hmm. It was long, busy,
mm-hmm.
Lots of travel. My phone, especially being in home care, tells me every week on the Live 360, you've moved, what does it say? You moved. We noticed. And I'm like, every week. And so I'm like, I know, I moved a lot. It's my job. How was you guys' week?
It was a good week until Friday, but but I had a decent week.
Yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Overall, yeah. So, and it's great to get together with you guys on a Saturday. So.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Spooky Saturday.
Yeah. So, doing okay. And it's going to get a little colder.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be in the 30s again. Today, it was. I took my mom to get her taxes done, and she's like, I had to get gas, and she was like, it feels like it's in the 20s. I'm like, no, it's a little warmer than that. And she's like, oh, I feel. And I said, I'm pumping gas. I'm not like freezing.
Yeah.
And so when I got back in the car, it was 31. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, not like too frigid, but not 72 like it was.
Snow tomorrow maybe, but not much.
What?
That's what I heard.
Sean, you just ruined my evening.
Sorry. It's all right. All right.
I don't want to hear snow. So no, we're doing good. Yeah. Recording. Yeah. Doing had a special, which the creepies will find out why. So
that's right.
Anyway, good. I'm glad you guys had a good week and having a good weekend so far. So, you know what time it is?
Oh, what time?
Dad joke time.
Yay.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Hip, hip, hooray. I get it. Hip, hip, hooray. All right. Oh, my gosh. Well, why do giants sound so smart?
I don't know.
They have big thoughts.
They use big words.
Oh, see, that was close.
You were close. You were close. Sean's proud of that. He was like, man, almost.
So close.
They use big words.
That's awesome.
That is the dad joke of the show.
I like it.
And you're welcome. So, moving right along from the dad joke, Sean, do you have first announcements?
I do. We come here every week for the guy time, the paranormal, the creepy, all of the things, but the most important thing that we do is build a mental health community. So we want you to call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Get healthy.
That's right.
Ditto.
Ditto. Ditto. That's right. But that's what we want for you guys.
Yep. That's right. Uh-huh. We want you to get the help you need.
So mm-hmm.
That's why we're here.
That's right.
And well, that's why there's professionals.
Yes.
Right? So
we can
many ways
guide you that way, right?
Many ways to get the help you need. So count on friends, family, professionals, however, whoever, whenever.
Just don't shut down and keep to yourself because that's not going to change nothing.
Nope. No, it's not, Nate. You are correct, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you, Sean, for that.
You're most welcome.
And we definitely want to creep you healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Special announcements. Do you want to say that again? What the
June 20th will be the Paracon that we're going to be part of at Greenwood Happy Haunts. Austin Lawrence and Lydia Carpenter are putting together and we're in the process still of doing that. And they're naming it. They haven't named it yet, so we won't say the name yet
because
it's not
official.
I think it's going to be official as of tomorrow, but we'll see. So
okay.
Anyway, I'll be in Greenwood in June 20th. We'll be there. we're going to be part of it.
Helping lots of vendors and speakers, and we should be there speaking, right? So
how big are the speakers? How many watts?
Not the kind you plug in. Yeah.
They're big Marshalls.
It'll be fun, though. It'll be a lot of fun. Make sure. Go get you some of that, right?
Yeah.
Go eat some of us.
Absolutely. Oh, now you just ruined
it. It's getting all weird now. Yeah,
now you just ruined it.
I made it weird.
It just got creepy.
It just got creepy.
Creepy the whole different way.
All right. Well, yeah, June 20th. So, we'll keep you posted on the official name for it. So, as we find out, you'll find out. So, getting to the topic, Sean, what are we talking about?
We just had a wonderful guest chat with Tiffany Boots and Andrea Moran in their discussion on the Ross House in Ohio. And if interested, please check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic. Enjoy, Creepies.
Hey, Creepies, we have two special guests for you on this episode. They are friends of ours, Tiffany Boots and Andrea Moran, and they are coming on the show to talk about their experiences at the Ross House in, I think, what, Bel Air, Ohio? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure I said that right.
Yes.
So we are excited to have them on. Thanks for coming on, ladies. How are you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for coming on.
We like talking about this stuff. So the fact that we actually have a place that we had a lot of stuff go on and a lot of different perspectives and different activities that happen to different people at the same time was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that's what we like. As far as the Ross House, like, do you know, I kind of looked into it, but I don't know if Sean and Nate did.
I don't know anything.
Do you know much as like how old it is, or do you know like a little bit of the history of it?
I don't know offhand. I'm really bad with that, and I probably should have gotten at least something ready as far as that goes. But Cindy, the lady that we contact to get into the house and that gave us the tour and everything, she is incredible. She is just a wealth of knowledge. So she knows. She gave us the history of the house plus basically the entire town and how everything kind of goes together with that, because the other famous house that's there is the Bel Air House, and it's not far from where we were. So there's a lot of activity just in that whole area in general. There was a lot of stuff going on.
Wow.
So I apologize.
Oh, no. I'm the foundation guy, because after a while I was like, oh, I better have some good foundation, because I would be like, hold on, let me get that for you.
It's very interesting. Yeah, there was just a lot going on over a span of time. So it was really cool just to hear all of that and get a good idea. And then it kind of linked into things that were happening in the house and, you know, more specifically, those types of details.
Nice.
I see that it was built in 1895.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
And has a rich history of paranormal activity.
Which you guys can concur that, all right?
Yeah. We have some stuff. We have some stuff.
we've done a lot of haunted states, and we've got a long way to go to get all 50. But Ohio's not one of them yet. We have not done haunted Ohio, but we've done some places in Ohio. So
yeah.
Ohio's pretty good. There's a lot of good spots in there a lot of well-known famous places in Ohio, too.
Have either one of you been to the Ohio State Reformatory?
Yes. I've done a couple of day tours there. And then I think I've been on the, like, just wandering around the grounds, but I've never gone there for one of their actual ghost tours.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, we did an episode on that. And then we had a chance to do a tour or an investigation in April, but these two knuckleheads are on vacation. So we're coming back from vacation.
And an Easter.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Yeah. We won't be able to go.
It's definitely on my list. Yeah. Yeah, it's on my list. Definitely want to get there and do.
Andrea, have you been to the Ohio State Reformatory at all?
I haven't. You know, full disclosure, I lived in Ohio for a while, so I try to not do things in Ohio after having lived there. But truthfully, if it is, the state itself is super haunted, so highly recommend if you're just going to visit and not to live forever.
Gotcha. Well, they do have a lot of haunted places.
Mm-hmm. They really do.
Yeah. Seems like all our, like, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, all the states around, you know, those four or five states have a lot of haunted locations.
Western PA.
Yeah.
We have, from us, I mean, I'm a little closer than Andrea is, but it's like 10 minutes from my house to Hillview.
Oh, yeah.
So we've actually investigated there as a group too at a private event that we all got together and had. And it was fun.
Nice.
It's fantastic.
Cool. Cool. Well, let's get into the Ross House. Who wants to start, like, as far as, you know, like individual experiences or as your group, however you want to do it, it's fine.
I can start. I can basically give you the, you know, the rundown on how we got there and what happened. So, like I was saying, I have the best group of friends. They tolerate my shenanigans a lot. And all of us kind of have the same interests. So, ironically enough, those shenanigans kind of go along with everybody else's shenanigans. And it's a good time. But what had happened was I had a bad couple of years. And long story short, I lost my dog. She died like 2 days before my birthday. So my birthday was pretty much shot for years. I didn't do anything. You know, she was my baby. Sure. And I decided that, you know, it was like 2 going on 3 years that I finally wanted to go ahead and do something. So I was trying to figure out what and who I could get into some stuff with. And obviously these names came up. What I decided that I wanted to do is I wanted to have a House on Haunted Hill birthday. So I went on and I was looking for places around that I knew that were reputed to be pretty active. And I remembered Bel-Air, Ohio. And I kind of made a happy accident because I was originally trying to look for the Bel-Air house. And I mistook the name for the Ross House. So I was thinking of the Bel-Air house, but booked the Ross house. So I went to the Ross house. It was great price and it looked really interesting, had a really cool background, had really great evidence that's been reported. So I checked the calendar and they had the 29th open. So I'm like, okay, my birthday's the 30th. We can go in on the 29th. We can come in on my birthday. Perfect. Now just to figure out who to get. So I talked to Andrea, my one other longtime friend, her name's Jackie. She couldn't make it today. She was down, she was open. And then Jess Lowry from Shoes, Booze, and Tattoos. Andrea and I had met her.
Yes.
She's awesome. She's great. Andrea and I had met her at a live show down in Point Pleasant, and we had all just happened to be at like a table together and we were talking and we found out that she lived like an hour from us. So
nice.
We all became really good friends and I couldn't think of a better group of people that I'd want to spend that kind of a day with. So I called everybody, everybody was down and off we went. We got to the house a little bit late. But Cindy was very sweet and she took us through a complete tour of the house. Like I said, she went into a really in-depth background of not only the history of the town, but the house and then of a lot of the activity that they were currently having that they've had in the past. And it was interesting because when you walk into the house, you are looking down the hallway. So there's like a sitting room to your left that goes into another room. You're looking down the hallway that goes into the dining room and through that dining room goes into the kitchen. And then immediately to your right is the stairwell against the wall. So it goes up. And actually the first thing that happened was while she was talking about the history, Andrea and I both had our backs to the railing. And we were just kind of standing in that hallway listening to her talk. And we heard footsteps up the hallway, like up the stairs above us and going down a couple of the stairs. Now, I immediately looked to her because she was directly to me. And all she did, she just nodded, closed her eyes, nodded. I'm like, okay. That's all the confirmation I needed.
Yeah.
But we did the tour. The last place that we went on the tour was the basement. And it was kind of creepy down there, but we didn't really have like an urge to stay down there. So we figured with all of the other activity that we've had up to that point and all the stories and things like that, we were just going to focus on like the first floor up. So we went down there. We peeked down there a couple of times throughout the night, but we decided that we would just kind of focus upstairs. So Cindy eventually left, and then we kind of got comfortable for a little bit, just kind of relaxed. Like I said, you know, I wanted it to be an investigation too, because we all like this stuff, but I kind of wanted just to have a nice time. No pressure, no crazy strict people telling us that's not the way to do this. That's a, we just wanted to be there and feel and see what we could find. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we had a good time of that. Andrew, like, do you want to, is there anything that you can think of right off the bat?
I actually, we drove separate. So my initial interaction happened before everybody else got there. And I was in the house with Cindy for a few minutes before everybody else got there. And it just, the feeling that you get when you first walk in, it is almost electric when you walk from the porch to the inside. And it was just that immediate uncomfortability for me that just kind of stuck around the whole night. But, you know, talking with Cindy in that parlor there, where I was sitting when everybody else walked in, I could see into the dining room. I could see into that open area and that stairwell. And it was just a very odd feeling. Just as soon as you walked in, it was strange. It was strange. And that probably should have been my tell for how the night was going to go, but it wasn't. I didn't pick up on it. Hindsight is always 20/20.
That's kind of what I was wondering. Yeah. Is this the kind of house that feels like it beckons you, or is it trying to get rid of you, or is it a little bit of,
It's both. I think it's both. Because even so, you know, my house, we live, you know, in the Appalachians, you know, maybe more in the plains than in the mountains, but things will happen even in my own home. And it wasn't until hearing Cindy talk that I realized that my own home was telling me not to come here. It was just like, you remember. So I was just like, oh, wait a minute. Yes. And just like the things going on in the house, and my wedding ring went missing, and just like things were just like, it just was like, not, don't go. But I did. So.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Right.
But so I think the first thing that we ended up doing was I made everybody little packs, like little ghost hunting packs. So I just wanted to show everybody that, you know, I appreciated them being there and taking the time out. So each little bag had like a cat ball, and it had like a little touchy flashlight where you could do the flashlight tricks, and a couple of little different things here or there that we could use. And then I brought out the dowsing rods. Jess also brought her pendulum, I couldn't think of the word, and her board. And then Jackie, I don't remember if she had anything, but then we also used Andrea's phone to do the white noise thing upstairs.
Spirit box.
But yes, sorry, my brain. But downstairs is where it started. We started in the dining room, the red room, I think it was. And what we were told is that there's basically the spirit of a man in there that doesn't like women. He picks on them. He's slapped people. He's pinched people. So we were like, okay, this is going to be a fun night for him. Four women in here ready to talk, you know? Yeah. So we brought out the rods, and we started asking base questions, you know, can you show us? Yes, if you make them cross, it's a yes. If you push them further out, it's a no, you know, answer your questions that way. After everything that we would ask, you know, we would say, can you please go back to neutral? And it would just do it. It just automatically did it. So with me, when I would ask random questions, we were just like random questions about like the history of the house and who we might be talking to and things like this. I can't remember exacts, but I would get pretty strong answers. And it, you know, you tell it, go back to neutral, no problems. Well, we were curious to see if anybody else would have that kind of result. So we all tried at one point throughout the night, but I even have video of it, of Jackie using them, and it would not move. They didn't do anything. So I gave them back to me, and then they would start responding to me. And that's one of the things that we found out throughout the night, was that it seemed like the way that it chose to communicate to each specific person was a different method. Mine was my rods, Jess's pendulum. The pendulum didn't work for anybody else, but it worked for her. Andrea, you had a little bit of everything. You had the you had the physical stuff. And then Jackie got like the vibes, kind of like Andrea did, and like the physical effects stuff. But so we started playing around with the dowsing rods. We had a lot of different activity with that. And we ultimately ended up going upstairs. And when you go up the stairs, it opens up into a bathroom. And then you make a slight left turn. There's another hallway with a bedroom at the end of it. And then you curl around the what's that called? Banister. Mm-hmm. And there's another bedroom down there. So we went into that far bedroom, and we decided that we would use the ghost box. And we each took turns putting the headband, like the headphones on, sitting in the darkness. That was the only time that we really turned out all of the lights, I think, is upstairs. Because the thought process behind that was like, it's everybody turns out the process, like their lights. Everybody thinks that only paranormal activity is going to happen if you're in the dark. It's going to happen if it's going to happen. So we were trying to make everything as level as possible to see what would happen, instead of in perfect conditions and things like that, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. We wanted to see how strong the activity actually was, and if it would respond underneath circumstances that it doesn't usually have to deal with when people are there to see what's going on. So I believe the three of us sat in the room, and then whoever decided to have the headphones on went into the hallway, and they couldn't hear anything, but we would ask questions in there, and, you know, we would get answers here or there. But I noticed that, I don't know, I can't speak for you, Andrea, but I know Jackie had a lot of responses. She had a lot of good answers with that. So that was one of her things. But for Jess and I, we didn't get that much. How was it for you?
I think Jackie got the most. It was more, I could hear a man in my right ear, and it would be only in my right ear. And I think I even said that out loud. It's only in my right ear, because yeah, you know, you've got the two covering both sides, but it was only ever in my right ear. And sometimes it was unintelligible. Sometimes it was just a growl, clearly something to try to intimidate you from being in the rocking chair, because that's where you sat. There was a rocking chair out in the hall, and it clearly was trying to get you to react in an emotional manner, because that's clearly whatever this was feeding off of. And so that's what it would do. It would just be in my right ear, nothing really super intelligent. I think a couple times I heard yes and a name, but now I can't recall the name. I still can't believe it's been like 2 years since we've been there.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, but I think Jackie and myself did get some sounds, but Jackie, I think she got the most responses.
I know she also said while she was sitting out there, and because I talked to her through text before this, she had said that she had glanced up a couple of times to look toward the bathroom. It would have been directly like across the way and to the right a little bit. She saw a figure of a woman in there. And then I know when we decided to go downstairs, you and Jess went first, and then she and I were going down, and she turned and looked in the bathroom right at the top of the steps, and she saw like the full body of the woman in there. I didn't see anything, but I don't see things. Usually when I have experiences, I feel them, I sense them, and I can, like, I don't know how to explain it, but you just kind of feel it.
Mm-hmm.
But she definitely saw that. That's we crazy. Spent a couple of different times, like off and on, just random times too. It became pretty common at one point. where you would just be like moving room to room, and then you'd see people. The staircase was a big thing. You'd see like kids. I think Jess saw somebody squatted, like a child. I know there was a story about a little boy that's always seen playing on the staircase. So there were a couple of times that I know she saw a little boy looking like eyes between the rails of the staircase. And then did you see it too?
Yep, I sure did. There were a couple of times that Jess and I would just look at each other and just nod because he was just looking at you through the rails on the staircase, and it's very very unsettling.
Yeah, I would imagine.
You're right. Yeah, right.
But just you would hear like
little child. Mm-hmm.
Ghostly kids are creepy,
right?
Nothing. I mean, I can't speak for everybody. Nothing in our case. I like again, Andrea. I cannot speak for you, but nothing for me anyway was outright threatening, or I didn't feel like I was in danger. It caught you off guard, and it was just like, oh, okay, we're doing this now. All right, let's see what happens. But it was nothing like over the top dramatic. It was cool. It was like, okay, I can't explain that. I know that's not supposed to happen. We'll keep an eye on that, you know? Yeah. At one point later on in the evening, we were all in the dining room, and Andrea and Jess were sitting facing down the hallway to the door, the main door. Jackie was to my right, and I was facing them, so I saw none of this. But though the three of them, I know all three saw it. How do you explain it? The figure on the porch? Do you remember the figure on the porch?
So it was, whenever you're looking at the front door, a lot of these older houses will have, the front door is also, glass to a certain point, but then even up above that there is more glass up top, and it's separated. Yeah, so it's not part of the door, it's more of like a just a feature, and you could see the person in the top part of like up above the door, and it was just black. It was just black, and it was like they were looking in. And just in the top part, so not even in the door itself, just in the top part. And when we would go out, of course, there was nobody there, because who is, you know, 7 or 8 feet tall that they would be only shown in this top part? And we saw it. It was kind of like one of those, like, okay, are you seeing this? It was, you know, and it wasn't until Jess was like, hey, wait a minute. This isn't right. That it occurred to me that that was not right. So you see it, and it almost was so shocking that until it was pointed out that, wait a minute, they're not in the bottom part of the door. They're clear up into the very top of this piece that doesn't move, that you realize it's not right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you realize that at that point you're in over your head. That's how I felt. I felt I was in over my head at that point.
That's when things started getting pretty tense with you too. You started getting a lot of attention, but I remember you made it very loud and clear that you were not, no, it wasn't welcome. Like, you know, you set your boundaries and everything, but it didn't work. And
it kept touching me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Through the night, we were in the one parlor doing the dowsing rods, and it touched me. And that was the first time I had to say, "You're not allowed to touch me. You're not allowed to touch me." Like, that's
we just thought you actually lost it at that point, because we just kept hearing, "No, stop it, just random."
Yeah.
No. No. And then she finally was like, "This is what's happening." We're like, "Oh, okay, you know." But that happened later in the evening, though. Once we kind of got comfortable and once we were settled, you really started getting that. But it was around that time too. It was around the time when you guys saw that figure, because it happened 3 or 4 times. I mean, it was a period of time where we were sitting at that table, and I could see them, and I could see that they're watching something, but I didn't know. And then after that, I remember, like, throughout the night too, we had a lot of random smells. And I didn't notice that it was a thing until after went back through, because they have in the kitchen, she has, which is really cool too. And if you follow their page, you can see that after every time that they have an investigation, it's like a white marker board. And so they have it hanging there. You write your group name or like all of your names. And then throughout the night, you write your experiences down and then leave it for Cindy in the morning so she can read it when she comes in, and she'll post it. And then she'll take a picture, you know, like she says, take a picture of yourselves, that kind of thing. So we do have a group picture with that. But one of the things, especially, I think it was with you, Andrea, that you kept smelling was like, I don't mean this in a bad way, but like cat pee. And I smelled it once or twice, but there were, Jackie, I think, smelled it a lot too. And I didn't realize that that was a thing until after going back through. And it wasn't every group that had that experience. It was just a couple of random people here and there. But we played with the dowsing rods a little bit more, and nothing directly. And one thing that started happening, though, we ended up having to put them away after a while because it wouldn't answer any of our questions. Like, it would do one or two, and then both of them would just start spinning. And they were going, like, you would just, like, spin a toy or whatever. First, they would go in the same way, and I'd have to actually, like, hold it out and lean back because it was cutting across my neck, and because I was holding them up. And then they separated, and they were going in opposite ways.
Oh, wow.
So we're like, that can't be good.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means. Yeah. And I haven't gotten an answer. I don't know why I would give them to somebody else and they wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't move. They wouldn't react. Give them back to me, they'd start spinning like propellers again. So I have no idea. I don't know if it was responding just to my energy or if it was just not wanting to do anything and cooperate anymore. But not long after that, was when they really started to pick on Andrea. I remember we were in the kitchen, and I wish Jess was here to tell the story of it, because she's the one that saw it. And I didn't see it. Are you comfortable with telling that story?
Sure. So it actually, this was kind of when I, you know, after being there, this was kind of when I had had enough. We were sitting at the dining room table, and it was close to 3 o'clock in the morning at that point. Everybody was kind of tired, kind of drained, just really, and I was feeling very overwhelmed with everything that was going on. So I think that I'm sure all played a part in it. Well, we're sitting at the table, and I think Jackie was actually sleeping in one of the parlors. God bless.
I don't know how. She's just like, I'm out. I'm tired. She went into the old man's study. I was like, great. She made him mad, and now she's leaving us to fend for ourselves. Right. She was sleeping in the old man's room.
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I mean, there were beds and stuff, and so he was like, sure, you can sleep. And I was like, absolutely not. What I'm not going to do. So we're sitting there just kind of chilling out, drinking some, talking about getting some more coffee because it's 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I feel, and my hair was down. It was long. And I feel three fingers rake my neck very lightly, like long fingernails from the nape of my neck to my ear. And I went, absolutely not. Absolutely not. We're not here for this. This is not okay. And I even said it out loud so that like everybody was like, and I said, just touched me and I'm not here for it. Well, it did it again. Almost immediately, as soon as it realized it and I acknowledged it. So I was like, absolutely, I have to get up and I have to leave this room. So we go into the kitchen and everybody's like, we're just going to get some coffee. It's going to be fine. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. It's never fine. It's never fine. Don't ever think it's fine. So Jess is brewing her coffee and I have mine in my hand and I'm facing her and I feel some hair on the top of my head, like someone just pinches a little bit of it and it lifts off of my head.
Oh, man.
Mm. That's wild.
And I'm looking at her, and the color drains from her face. And I was like, that's my hair. And she went, it is your hair. And
that's
she just was like,
her eyes got so big.
So big.
I didn't
see it. She was terrified. I was terrified. I mean, at that point, like, I'm crying. Like, in just in all fairness, we're just going to call this space, but I'm crying because you're touching me. It is not a friendly touch. It is not a hug from your grandma. You know what I mean? So at that point, I was just like, this is too much for me. And we went outside and I was just like, I don't know if I can go back in here. I don't even, I mean, it was terrifying. In all of the spooky things that you do, you know, when you're into these kinds of things, I have never had my hair physically lifted off of my head like that.
Right.
And it was just, even now in remembering it, it is the most unsettling feeling in the pit of your stomach. And I was done because they, at that point, whatever it was, knew that it could get to me in this fashion and it would never stop at that point.
It knew after that first touch.
Exactly. Even just at the very beginning when I would say, no, stop it. No, because it was poking my back or touching my arm. It just continued to escalate as the night went on. But it was only in that downstairs where it would do that. When we were upstairs, it didn't bother me. It didn't touch me. It was just strictly in the lower or in the back half of the downstairs. And there was even a bathroom off to the kitchen, and I hated that bathroom. Bathroom.
I think a couple of us went in there with you when you had to go.
And I was like,
you went in by right, big pairs. It's like a closet sized bathroom. And she's like, yes. No, come in. Okay.
It's terrifying. Even now, the bathroom is terrifying. And I hate just like I can picture every nook and cranny in that room because it just was awful. Go ahead.
That's right around where it happened too. That was like
right in front of the bathroom.
It's in the kitchen, but it's very close to the doorway to the dining room. So it was like right in that central spot. And you had a lot of that touching in that kitchen, and that's when it messed with your hair. Now,
sure did.
That's like serious trauma though.
Yeah.
Normal trauma for sure.
I'm sort of feeling like, and it just a thought, like a child spirit. Like, you know, you always tell them they're always touchy, and you're like, no, stop touching me. And you're like, keep
whimsical
touching.
Almost like,
leave me alone.
We were thinking it might have been that old man finally loose on us, picking on one of us.
Mm-hmm.
But so mind you, I have a couple problems, and sometimes it's inappropriate laughter. And they all know this, thankfully. Bless them. But my first gut reaction when this happened, I didn't see it. I just saw her lose her, you know what? Mm-hmm. And I lost it. I was hysterical, and I didn't, it was just a reflex. It just happens. And thankfully she knows. And once I saw like the actuality of the situation and realized the severity of everything, I apologize. And I still feel awful. I am so sorry, but I mean, it was like full belly laugh, and it like, thankfully these weren't strangers, you know, they know me. It's just happened. I don't know if it was stress relief or tension relief or what, but it's just an impulse that I have when people fall down, I laugh. When I trip, I laugh, you know, it just happens.
Sure.
But I followed them out. Yeah. I followed them out, and I could see how upset she was. She was shaking, and she was like, we all hugged her and everything. And she came in and got her the rest of her stuff. And she's like, I'm gone. Now, mind you, it was only like an hour and a half to 2 hour drive. So it really wasn't that far, but it was going on 4 o'clock. So we were like, are you sure you don't want to stay? You don't have to go back. She's like, no, I'm gone. No, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm done. which I totally understand because it was bad. It once it really started, it was like boom, 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 and it just wouldn't stop with her. It was a trickle throughout the night, and then when it really started actually touching her and making physical contact, that's not okay. Mm-hmm. And she had every right to, you know, be upset and leave. Mm-hmm. So I made sure that she, you know, she called me when she got home and just let me know that she got home okay. So after that happened, I think I did Jackie wake up? I can't remember. I think she woke up from
Jackie was awake.
She woke up mm-hmm. after that, you know, and she was up for because I think that's what she was like, okay, what happened? What's going on? She woke up. So the three of us were awake when Andrea left. And we just kind of sat around the living room or the dining room going, that's not okay. Like, what now? I think we just sat there for about an hour and just kind of waited to see what was going on. But honestly, we didn't have a whole lot after you left. Like, we had a couple of situations where the cat balls would go off by themselves in the place where Jackie was sleeping. And then we had a couple of incidents. They have these dolls in the main room, in the main sitting room, and then in the dining room. They have a couple of dolls that are reported to be haunted that are in a case. And I can't remember their names, but there's one or two in each room. And so we kind of were playing with them a little bit earlier in the evening to see if we can get any kind of reactions, but we really didn't get a whole lot. But after Jackie, or after I'm sorry, Andrea. After Andrea left, things, I don't know if it was because it was getting closer to dawn or if it had its fun and then now it was just like, these people don't care. It was pretty calm. So after that, she, once I got the text from her, we decided that we would lay down for a couple of hours. So we kind of all went into the dining room and, or not the dining room, the sitting room, the red room, and slept. And then we had our alarm set for like 8 o'clock. We got up, and one of the things that we could do was, or when we were getting ready to leave, we wanted to go in and see, there's a furniture store that they own that is attached to the building. And one of the things that you can do is if you want to book both buildings, because both buildings are connected and both buildings are haunted, you can book both of them for your night. So you have free run of both sides. We didn't do that, but we wanted to go over and see it. So they let us take a tour of it, and it's a massive space. But everything was pretty calm after that. We really didn't have any issues. We kind of went to breakfast, checked on, you know, I wanted to make sure you were good. And then we all kind of went on home. But it was not very nice to Andrea that
Sounds night. Like it.
Did you ever have any marks?
I didn't, but I also didn't realize that after I left, like, nothing happened. I had no idea. Like, yeah. We just never talked about it.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah, we just kind of quit talking about it until, like, a couple weeks ago. And I'm like, hey, you want to talk about this traumatic event that happened to you? Absolutely. No, it was really dead. It really didn't. Not a whole lot happened after that. But just before this, she sent me a couple of clips. And I think I told you briefly, Andrea, and I think I mentioned it, but she sent us a couple of clips of when we were first playing with the dowsing rods. And one of the things that happened is that we would just be talking and asking questions and stuff like that. And it would just keep pointing toward Andrea. And I would move and it would point toward her again. And I actually made the comment. I'm like, I'm really sorry, but I think it's funny that it's actually pointing at Andrea. It keeps pointing at Andrea. And now looking at that at hindsight, it puts a little bit of a spin on it because it's like, well, maybe we should have paid attention to that at the beginning and kind of been a little more prepared. But I mean, she did everything right. Like you're told, you know, make sure you set your boundaries, make sure you declare things. If something happens, make sure that it's not okay. She did everything right, but it just kept messing with her.
Yeah. That whole touching thing that's a different level. You know, seeing something, hearing something, mm-hmm. but man, when you get physically touched, pushed, grabbed, whatever, that's a whole different level there.
We've heard so many different stories too. And like everybody has And before we started going out, it was like, oh, it's, or when we read other people's stories, we think, oh, you know, that's interesting, but is it real? Does it really happen? And when we've gone out and we've had our own experiences and then we've heard countless more, it puts a whole different perspective on it when you've been part of it. So the fact that you guys had these, even the traumatic stuff, it's amazing to me because I know that, like, I mean, we always take people at their face value, but it is so interesting to hear these stories, you know, and over and over again, and wonder what in the world is going on and why is it going on. So, and I'm sorry it was traumatic that any of that kind of happened, because it shouldn't, there should be boundaries that aren't crossed in the physical realm or the spiritual realm. But yeah, that is, it's so interesting what you guys are saying and the way that it happened.
It's just Patrick Swayze. He wants to make
That's
pottery.
that's the way you think. Andrew, you tell it the next time
Maybe.
through that lens, right?
You're right,
Thanks,
right.
mate. Thanks.
Well, and another thing is when you have more than one of you seeing something,
Yeah.
you know, that it's so
Confirmation,
validating.
right? Yeah.
Yeah, like when
Validating,
you were
right?
talking about that window or that glass area that's 8 feet tall, and you were both seeing that, or all of you are seeing it. That's crazy. But
Man,
it's so cool that at the same time, like, am I seeing this? You're seeing this? Yeah.
the other thing is the dowsing rods. You guys have been mentioning those, and we've talked about those many times. People have talked about them. I've seen them. I see a lot of TikTok and Instagram type people that are doing the dowsing rods. And at first, I was like, ah, bollocks. But I watch that and I think, how, what, it, you know, because so I've kind of gotten the idea that, you know, together, you know, cross together is a yes and separated is no. And then sometimes, did you guys ever get like a, can it do yes and no? Or like kind of those weird, like,
If it wasn't un if it wasn't clear, like, it would just kind of jiggle, because there is one
okay.
video I can I'll attach them, I'll send them to you guys so you can look at them if you want, you're curious. It would just kind of wiggle a little bit, but then it would just go straight. It would just stop.
I mean, I think there's something
But
to those. That's it is it's
yeah.
it doesn't make any sense that works just because somebody, you know, you're not moving them, they're moving themselves, and it's a, like electromagnetic pulses. It found, you know, it's
Yeah.
for centuries it's found water, and so it's been used for practical functional things. But to communicate with spirit is so fascinating to me, and I believe there's something going on there.
Yeah.
But I'm so fixated on like what is going on there. I think it's just it's really
I
cool.
wish I could remember more of the stories with, like, the people that have lived there throughout the years, but I don't want to give any false information because my brain is pudding. So I'd rather just not say anything, but, like, the information that Cindy gave us was incredible. And we're actually, like, we were planning. Don't feel bad for us, because we're gluttons for punishment. We were talking about where we could go next, and, like, we definitely want to go back. So we're gonna we want to go we definitely want to go back to the Ross house. We definitely want to hit the Bel Air house, and then there's, like, three or four more on our list. So don't feel bad for us. We do this to
You're asking
ourselves.
for it, right? You're asking for it.
Yeah, but you know
No, I
what?
get it.
It's just,
Get it.
like, it's different, and it's funny because my places of employment, I work for a school district, and there are multiple buildings that have activity, and I've had things happen to me, and it's just like, what is wrong with me? I pay good money to go to places to experience this, but when it happens here for free, it makes me angry. But it's different. That's where the cutoff, like, you're just trying to make a living, you know, you don't want to deal with it. You come home to your house. This is your safe place. This is where you go to get away from everything else. And then you have something randomly messing with you. It's like you were saying, Sean, it's a different feeling, and it's a different vibe, and it takes that sense of safety and boundaries away.
Which
But
is
we want to go back. We're
super
definitely going to go
disturbing.
back.
Turtlenecks
Turtle.
and helmets.
Yeah, turtlenecks and helmets. Hair is going to be pulled up. You're
Right.
getting a
I'm going to
swing
be
pack.
wearing,
Yeah.
like, religious regalia on my neck. Like,
You know what to do now.
absolutely
You're gonna
not.
have to
Sure
prepare.
do. Sure do. And
We're
the thing,
getting you a scuba suit.
Right.
Ma'am, please. Yes. The thing that kills me about this house, too, is that people lived there. It isn't just us coming to visit. People lived there. And like, their everyday life was surrounded by this stuff, because, I mean, you figure you're right on, I think it's the Ohio River, runs right out in front of Bel Air, and then you've got the coal mines that are happening. So who knows what kind of mines are going on underneath all of these houses. And I think that's part of why the Bel Air house and the Ross house both have so much activity. It just it is just surrounded by moving water and damaged earth in what is essentially Native American land. So yeah. It seems like it's the perfect storm there.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Cindy was also telling us that like the house itself, they've used for many different things. Like they've used it for an office and they used it for an escape room, because when we went, they were still in the process of breaking down what was left of the escape room. Like they had doors where there weren't normally doors. And then they had like the parlor, the old fashioned parlor wallpaper that they specifically put up for the escape room. So like they were running this business, and she was telling us that like even herself, she does not like to be there by herself, even noon. She doesn't like to be there because there's always stuff happening all the time.
Man.
Yeah. But I was very surprised, because we've investigated a lot of different places. We've had some good results at Hillview, a lot of activity there. Had a lot of really good experiences with different places. But I mean, honestly, it's if you want to go and get some kind of experience, I highly recommend going there to the Ross House.
Sounds like
there's it. Just so much. And I read the boards even now, like I'll get on the page after groups go. And very rarely is there anything where they have less than half a page or half a board full of activity.
That tells you a lot, right? I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds highly, highly active. That's.
Well, our problem is we don't have enough of a list of places to go. So we're always looking. No, I'm kidding. Ohio is a place that we can make. We can make Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worth it. It's definitely worth it.
I was going to look up to see how far Bel Air is from.
I'm looking at it on Google Maps, and it's tucked in to, between the warehouse and business, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing that we were told. Like, it's the area. How do I say this?
It's not the best. It's not the best.
It's not.
Oh, yeah.
Andrea will say it. Oh, I was trying to be tactful, but you know
it is tucked in there. You're not joking about being tucked in.
it's not like we were told you don't have to worry about anything, but keep the doors locked and don't go outside by yourself.
Yeah,
I can see that. Yeah,
I can totally see that. So it's not just the ghost you have to worry about, right? Yeah, right.
Yeah, a little bit. But it wasn't bad. I mean, we didn't have anybody messing with us. She said every now and then, like other people have said, that people have walked along and kind of stopped by or like to talk to people that they were outside smoking or whatever, but we didn't have any of that, so we were good.
So for us it would be 4 hours and 48 minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
That's doable.
Be worth it. But sounds I will like say they give you a huge window. I think when I booked it, or when we got our group in there, technically we checked in late. We went to dinner and we had a sweet but very slow waiter. So we got there late, and I think it was from like 5 p.m. to noon the next day.
Oh gosh.
That we had fully access. Yeah, just us, you know, doors locked. Now I did see that she has some days too where you can do like half day tours or half day investigations. So there's a lot more of an opportunity on there now. Because when we did it, I think it was just overnight. Mm-hmm. There wasn't anything really throughout the day. But now she has different varying schedules on there. So if you look on the main site, I think it's like therosshouse.com. She has those listed there for like bookings and stuff like that.
Okay.
Nice.
And it's very, very, very affordable. I know there's a lot of places, a couple of them that we've been to, that I understand like upkeep and I understand costs of keeping everything going, but some of them push it a little bit. This was very, very affordable. It was awesome. Like she provides an entire kitchen full of like snacks. I mean, we had a big thing of like all kind of snacks. We had like stuff to drink, refrigerator stocked. We had anything we could want. She had like menus if we wanted to call and order food. they really take care of you there too.
See, I'm on their website right now. Weekday, Monday through Thursday, $200 a night. Weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, $300 a night. And groups of three or more required for tours, $35 a person.
How much?
35 a person. Okay.
Not bad.
It's not bad at all.
No.
Yeah. No, we had four people and it was super affordable.
What?
The most expensive part was getting there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Travel. Yeah. True.
Wear and tear.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, like, what was the condition of the house? Was it, you know, because some of these houses, or, you know, like I know a lot of the asylums and prisons and all that, they're in bad shape.
Disarray. Right?
Yeah. Did you think the house was in pretty good condition? Like, did you feel safe walking around there?
It was gorgeous. It was absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. They had their furniture. It's just like a house. Like, you just walk in, like, they have furniture is all intact. The floors are shiny. Like, there's no decay or anything. It's fully heated. So it's like heated, electric, water, sewage, everything. It's run just like a normal house.
Wow.
It's beautiful. Reminds me of, it was really pretty.
Whisper's Estate.
Temperature control is always a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Temperature control is good for me. Yeah.
And like Andrea was saying, there's bedrooms upstairs. So you're more than welcome. She made sure, you know, if you want to sleep, you can sleep in the bedrooms. There's two fully functional bathrooms. It was really nice.
Cool.
Very pretty house. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw, I looked at a few pictures, but I didn't really study them. So I couldn't, that's why I was like, I wonder what kind of condition it was, you know. It was.
Yeah, it's not one of those places where they only show like certain angles and then you turn around and it looks like World War III. No, it was beautiful. It was gorgeous. And even the parlor painting, like we were like a bunch of looky-loos because the parlor wallpaper that they had up for the escape room was beautiful. And we're like, well, I want this for my house. You know, so we're asking her like where she got the paper for it was crazy. But it was really, really cool experience. And I think that's definitely one of the places that we were talking about trying to get another group together to go back.
Yeah, no doubt.
So it'll probably be the rest of us because we're goofy. You know, it'll be the same three again. Yeah. Maybe four.
This house sounds cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it does.
It was.
What do we say? It's got spirit.
Spirit.
Unintended, right?
Yeah.
And we all had different experiences. That's why it was so fun to kind of get together because everybody, like almost everything was validated by somebody else, but we all saw and experienced different things. There were a couple of times where we split off into twos and we kind of walked around and just did some stuff, but just sitting at the table, like, you know, Jess was right beside Andrea, but Andrea was getting touched. All three of them happened to look down the hallway at the same time and saw the thing. And the way that Jess had described it, it looked like it was coming down from the roof. Was that accurate? Like it looked like it was coming from the ceiling, like a creeper.
Yes. And that's why at first it didn't register for me because it wasn't in the door. It was only in that upper part of that extra window above the door. I know there's a special name for it, but it's escaping me. So, and that's all it was. It was just there. And the porch light was on. So that's important to note. The porch light was on. So you could see out onto the porch. And then there was this black in the top part that shouldn't have been there.
Right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's intense.
Yeah, I found an image of someone wrote on the whiteboard, left their notes for the night, and they're saying cat balls and tripwire on the bed going off, dowsing rods, Alfonso touching Sally's back three times and answering he likes to touch women. He likes to have women touch him. He was happy when Rob left the women alone in the room.
Man.
So the man is Alfonso.
Okay.
Well, listen, okay. Alfonso, keep your hands to yourself, sir.
That's right. Manners, Alfonso.
I was thinking, and this is funny, not funny, Andrew, this is not to make light of what happened to you with your hair, but I keep thinking about that, like lifting the hair up. I don't think that would be a problem for the three of us.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Dave, I don't have much on the top, my cranium.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, like beard hair. What if it's yanking on the beard hair?
Alfonso, like your he might like your beard.
Likely.
Listen here,
be like the old man on Polar Express getting the caribou.
Oh yeah. I wanted to ask you. You said, am I right? Jessica had the pendulum.
Yes, she had a pendulum and then like the little board.
So, how was that used? What was the purpose?
Basically, you usually use it just for communication, yes and no questions mainly.
Okay.
So if it like swings one way, it's like if it goes back and forth, it's yes, or if it goes side to side, it's no. Her board is circular, so it's set up almost like a Ouija board, but it has like the yes, no kind of directional, like up and down, like north and south is N for no, and then east and west is Y for yes. And so what you do is you hold it by the string, and then you use your other hand to kind of steady the pendulum part. Let go, make sure that it's still, you stay still, and then ask your question. And usually the energy will move it. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, just your hand, you know. Yeah, that could happen. But also they have little stands that are pendulum holders. So you just put it in. It's like a little coat hanger. It's like a little metal, like a little base. It has a little metal rod, and then it kind of goes this way. And there's a little slot at the end. And the pendulums usually have a little bead at the very tip that you hold it by. You put the cord in there, and then it dangles on its own. So you're not even touching it. And then you kind of still it, ask your question, and then see if it responds.
Okay.
Nice.
And wow. Kind of one of the things too with the pendulums is that kind of goes along with what people say about the dowsing rods, is that there are certain theories out there that it's your energy and your mind that creates the outcome. So it's you that actually creates the response and not an outside energy.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah. It's an interesting theory, and I can kind of see it, but we just asked, you know, some, yeah, exactly. Yep. But we just asked some yes or no questions. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because the rest of us would ask, wouldn't respond. She would ask, it would give her a yes or no answer. We'd hold it. That thing would not move. As soon as we gave it back to her, it'd start responding.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You ladies have some great stories. I mean, I knew you'd have some, but I didn't expect all this activity to...
It's nothing like monumental, nothing, you know, earth shattering, but it was a lot of activity for both of us.
Did you die?
Yeah. For most of us. Yours was traumatic. Yours was definitely traumatic. It was not okay. But it was just like a lot of people like to downplay things, but it's just, you don't understand. It's just, if it's constant. That is the only place that I've ever been in outside of like a personal home where it's pretty much steady and constant all night. There's footsteps. There's creaking boards in this room while you're sitting in this one. There's a flicker of a light in this room. There's a shadow going this way. You see the little eyes behind the building. You know, it's just like, it was constant all night, before we started. Yeah, it was really interesting.
Sounds like it, man.
Yeah, seeing a little ghost kid face would freak me out. Yeah. I'd be like Jonah Hill screaming.
Yeah, that adds an element of extra creepiness when it's a kid. Yeah, gosh.
Oh, absolutely. I think they were two little boys, weren't they? It was two brothers. It was two brothers. I guess
there were two boys that perished somewhere around there. Whenever Jess and I saw it, it was the same one, but every time we saw it.
But it was a little boy.
And it was always on the staircase, always either coming down the stairs at us or looking at us through the banister.
Oh.
And Cindy did verify that because we kind of looked at each other and she noticed that we looked at each other. And I think we had brought it up to her before she left. And she was like, oh, yeah, I heard it. She's like, that's very common. Very common.
Wow.
So I think the boy... The little boy is the one that's seen on the staircase the most, as well as the woman. And Jackie saw the woman in the bathroom.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's that'd be wild. Man,
you sent us Jessica had a statement about some of her points of view of that. Did you?
Yeah.
We didn't get a chance to look at any of that. Was like, did you? I don't know. Did you have anything to pull from that or?
It was a lot of her validating, you know, just the stuff that we were seeing, because she saw firsthand a lot of the stuff that I didn't see.
Uh-huh.
And especially with Andrea, she saw the hair lift off her head. She said, I saw the hair, like somebody pinched it and lifted like this. And she's just staring at it. And that's what she saw when you looked at her. And then she had mentioned the figure, like other little things, but like the figure in the hallway or in the doorway. A lot of what she said was just like her feeling on what happened. Because she's, like I said, the three of us were together at another private event that I had to do Hillview. And then Jess and I have gone to the Ohio State Reformatory, but not for like a ghost hunt. We've just been there in that building. But it was interesting. It was really, really cool. And I'm glad that we all had the same experience. Like we all get along. We all have very similar personalities. We have very different personalities, but they all work together. And it's really, really fun to be able to have this night, like with some of the people that I love most in my life, and then have experiences that you have no answer for.
Yeah.
So it's like, it was cool that she and like Jess and her saw this, and then I saw this with Jackie, and we could kind of meet back together and just discuss it, because we all had little things that happened to specifically us, but might not have happened to the other people.
Mm-hmm. Man.
So are any of the four of you like clairvoyant or anything like that? Slight sensitivity.
Andrea and I are kind of sensitive. We pick up on a lot of stuff. We've had in-depth talks about this. We've both lived in haunted houses. She's currently still, you know, living in a haunted house.
Currently reside in one.
Yeah.
You probably
did you say you got your ring back?
My rings is before I came to the house, my wedding rings disappeared. And it took, and I searched everywhere, high and low, hither and yon, to and fro, could not find them. It was probably about a year later. It took a really long time. I was looking at my husband, and we were in the bedroom, and I pulled out, at that point, I had replaced them thinking, you know, the house took, I'm never going to see them again. I had replaced it and I was going somewhere and I went to put on my replacement ring and I reached in and pulled the whole drawer out. Well, it's my grandmother's old jewelry box. Like, you know how old our grandmothers would have these ornate jewelry boxes and they played music or whatever. Well, I pulled it out and I went, you know what? And I reached my hand onto the top. So it, even up above where this drawer was, and I reached my hand in, and on top of the mechanism that played music was my wedding ring.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And I pulled it out and it was so dirty. It was covered in all kinds of detritus from I don't even know where. But it was like, it had cobwebs and detritus. I was like, did y'all have this in the wall? But it did eventually give them back to me. And so now every day I check the drawer and they're still there.
Wow.
On the way down there, we were laughing because we had two sensitive and two witches. And so we're like, this is going to be a really interesting night. And it was. Yeah. It was a very interesting night.
Wow.
And we were thinking about it. And Jackie was saying, you know, it's all on what you believe and everything. But she told me after the fact we were talking about it, because I filled her in on everything that happened with you and what was going on. She had said that before we went in, she had a bad feeling. So she did a mental bubble. And I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's like a bubble of protection. Mm-hmm. Where you use your energies and you create a bubble to keep you safe. And she's like, you know, none of that bad stuff started until I went to bed. And it's true, because she was snoring, you know, she was sawing logs and we're like, oh my God, what is happening? But it made a lot of sense, because if you think about it on those levels, yeah, I could see that happening because there's not that protection there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was zonked.
Yeah, you guys probably think our studio is haunted with the lights going off. And
yeah. It is.
Ambience.
It is. Stupid ceiling.
It's just mood lighting.
It makes it. Nobody asked us about it yet.
It has a wireless controller, And ever since I installed it, and every single one I've installed in this house, they just randomly just turn off and then turn right back up. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't have any ghosts in here.
It's haunted. That's what we're going with.
That's what Nate tells us.
We want people to.
Well, one stopped working in the bonus room because there's two fans in there, and so I just took the wireless unit out of it, so it just operates off of switches now. That one never does it now, but the one next to it that still has the wireless controller still turns on and off.
It's a choosy ghost.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because we're close to the airport. It gets goofy frequencies maybe, from there. Yeah. I don't know.
That's weird. That's funny.
But every single one of them does it in the house.
I wanted to ask you both. I know you said you've been to a lot of places, and you know, Ohio definitely has its share of haunted locations. But if you could go anywhere, where would you go? Like, if you know, money didn't matter, you know, travel, time, where would you go? Like, what's your go-to or what's on your bucket list as far as haunted location?
For me, I have so many different places on my list. But and this is just a bucket list thing, because when I was little, the weird started, and I remember I was maybe 7 or 8, and I told my mom that I wanted to live in the Amityville house.
Oh,
and she's like, bye. You know, so she was ready to send me off. But I know a lot of the things came out about the house, you know, it's all of it was fake and stuff like that. But it made such a mark on me that I'm going to one of these summers, maybe this summer, I want to drive up. I just want to see it. I just want to see it. It's like a 6-hour drive for me. So I want to go and I want to be a looky-loo. I do want to see the Amityville house. Just in person, just to be able to know that I saw it, because it really did spark my interest in the paranormal before I started having my own experiences. So I think that one, but I want to go just to some of the smaller places. I think the next one that I'd really like to go to is the Hinsdale House.
Oh, yeah.
I think in New York, where you have to do the waiver. We were talking about that because that's on our list.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's the next one that I really want to go to that I haven't been to yet.
Nice. What about you, Andrea?
If money were no object, or like even time constraints, because, you know, life being what it is, I would probably go out to Villisca and spend some time there. Absolutely, that pastor murdered all those people for whatever reason. I don't know. But I would probably have to be there during the day. It's just, even just to see pictures of the house, it's creepy. And then you see videos of people there at night with the lights out, and I'm like, you're out of your mind. But that definitely would be in the perfect world. I would be at Villisca tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a,
we'll get you a hamster ball. We'll actually put you in a bubble. Just wheel you around.
Yeah, the Villisca house. That's a tragedy. Such a sad, you know.
That's awful.
Yeah.
It's very heavy.
Yeah, it is.
It is heavy.
Yeah.
We talked about it. We felt heavy.
Yeah,
it's pretty sad.
That's one that I heard was really active too. Like, a lot of people have that. That one would probably startle, like, scare me. I think it would actually have the capacity to scare. I don't get scared a lot, but I get startled. That one would scare me, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think Conjuring House would give me a fright.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty popular.
That one's another good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I would go
Once
there.
That gets sorted out.
Would go there. Yeah.
Once everything calms down there and they get everything together again, I would definitely like to go there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I heard the owner, I don't know, I heard it on another podcast recently. A lot's going on. Yeah, it's,
yeah,
like you said, needs to calm down a little bit. She kind of had a, kind of has some issues. So anyway, yeah, I don't know. And then she sold the house, and I don't know. I'm kind of confused on the whole deal.
The last I saw, there's still like a big battle with people trying to buy it or to buy the mortgage or something. I lost track because there was so much going on.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, even the podcast was it was confusing to listen to. I couldn't follow. I was having a hard time following it. I'm like, what? Yeah,
The
those would be
cool
good.
thing about, oh, go ahead, I'm
No,
sorry.
go ahead. Go ahead.
The cool thing about where we live is that we have a lot of like little places that unfortunately, some of them you can't go and investigate anymore. But I mean, we have a lot of places that were on like Unsolved Mysteries. The Kaufman House in Zilly was on Unsolved Mysteries. That's supposed to be really haunted. The Harmony, the old Harmony Inn, that one supposed to be super haunted, but they don't allow people to go in and ghost hunt anymore. We have it's just it's such a weird where we live going into Ohio. It's like ghost slash UFO Valley, and we have a lot of weird things. There's a lot of like UFO stuff up near Erie, up near McConnell's Mills, that's not far from us, and out where Andrea lives, like out. There's a lot. This whole western side of PA is just bonkers when it comes
Aren't
to
we
that kind
supposed
of
to be?
stuff.
Aren't we supposed to all understand that here pretty soon?
Yeah,
I hope so.
it's all being released, quote
Yeah,
unquote.
right.
We'll see.
My,
I'm skeptical, but.
yeah, just driving home from work a couple of times, my son and I have seen things in Elwood in the sky that have no explanation, that
Oh,
don't make sense. And I've told her about every single one of
my! I
them.
believe
She's the
absolutely.
first person I call.
I believe absolutely the stories are out there. I believe that they're UFO
Oh.
things that we don't understand. What I don't believe is what they're necessarily going to tell us, whether it's all the truth or any of the
Right.
truth or what, So,
Us knowing everything wouldn't benefit them.
right.
But that's just my opinion.
I know.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Yeah. So I'm hoping I would love for it to be some kind of an actual disclosure and really like propel humanity forward in a positive way. That would be amazing. And that's what I hope for, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't expect it. I have no expectations
Yeah.
of finding out. So I don't get wrapped up in it. So, well, is
Right.
there anything else you guys want to tell us about the Ross house or anything else spooky?
I can't think of anything, but I do know that you guys will be the first to know what happens when we go back.
Oh,
I
nice.
know
Oh, good.
we're
Nice.
wanting to go back pretty quick here, so maybe 'cause like the next couple months are going to be busy, but like maybe early summer, late spring, we can get a few of us together. It's literally like an hour and a half away, so it shouldn't be that bad, just depending on that, you know. But that's the big thing. We want to get into start hitting, like checking these boxes off of some of the places that we want to actually go investigate.
Yeah.
It's just
Okay.
everybody's schedule, trying to get everybody together. A lot of us are super busy, and being an adult isn't fun.
Well, yeah, adulting stinks.
It is because you could do this kind of stuff all the time, you know, like whenever you want to, but you got work, you got, you know, family trips, you got things going on, and it's hard for us to all get together, but
I get that.
we're definitely going to be heading back there soon. So if you do get a chance, honestly, that's this is one of the ones that I would legitimately tell anybody to go and check out. There's
Awesome.
just too much
Cool.
that happens there.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You had a
Or
lot of
degree.
stories and a lot of, yeah, man, that's just, like I said, I was excited to hear what you experienced, but you kind of blew me out of the water. A lot of,
It's all true. Like we have nothing. We have nothing, like nothing to gain by saying any of this stuff, because if anything, 90, well, I'd say about 75% of people that we would say anything like this to don't believe in it anyway. So it's just like
Yeah.
there's absolutely nothing any of us have to gain by saying that we've had this weird stuff happen in
Oh
this
yeah.
building.
Right. True.
We'll have to
Well,
bring a female with us though.
Yeah.
yeah.
Alfonso
To get the
won't let them
reaction,
do
yeah.
with
with
Yeah. Your cranium.
the
Well, we'll put Sean in a dress.
chrome dome.
We'll put Sean in a dress and we'll
Wait a minute, what? Why do I gotta be the
We'll lipstick and make you right up.
I look like Bugs Bunny as
Sean
well.
Netta.
So.
Call you Sean Netta.
It's a man. Oh boy.
Oh gosh. Yeah, I'd definitely love to check that place out. That sounds very active. I kind of like how they you said that they have a board that you get to write down your experiences, so then Cindy checks it the next day or whenever she gets back in. That's cool.
Yeah,
So
she checks it in the morning when she like goes over the house, walks through the house.
yeah.
But
You know, my
and then she posted on her page.
No, I have to, you said it's on Facebook.
Yes, I think it's just the Ross House. If you follow the Ross House, you can go through and you'll read all of them. And the nice thing about it there, like, I think she thought, I don't know how to take us, because she gets big groups of investigators going in. And we're just like, we're just at a birthday party. It's okay. You know, you're fine. And then she's like, are you sure you want this? You want this? You want that? No, we're fine. We got cake. We're good.
Yeah, right.
Accurate.
You weren't fine. We weren't okay. That was a lie. We weren't okay.
Oh, Nate's showing us the, cool, the board. The
boards.
Okay.
Oh, so yeah.
I'll definitely have
ours,
to
I don't. Them. Ours might be in there if you go back far enough. We did write stuff on there, but.
Okay.
I don't know if she posted it or not. It wasn't as long as the other one, the other ones, but we had a lot going on.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Well, ladies, I am so glad you guys came on. And
absolutely.
I know, Tiffany, we had talked about it probably 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Getting you on to talk about it. Exactly.
But again, yeah. Like you said, schedules and trying to, you know, I know Wednesday nights doesn't work for you. And I'm just glad we finally got it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm
glad definitely. To meet
you, Andrea. And
thank you both for being here. Yeah, absolutely.
Taking your time
my
out.
My pleasure.
Oh, of course.
And I didn't know.
I kind of was listening and not judging because I cried.
No, I didn't.
No,
just
no, I would too, probably.
Yeah, right.
It keeps touching me. I know. That would be. I wear baseball hats a lot, so I'm expecting it to grab my hat or something. It's like, hey, don't touch my hat. Don't touch my hat. I don't like people touching my hat.
You'll have to read what Jess wrote, and then I'll send you a couple of those videos that you can look at.
Okay, thanks.
But I wish that all four of us could have got on, but I mean, they're busy.
Yeah.
Andrea and I are kind of chilling today.
Well, I didn't know but, when you said Jessica, I didn't know it was Jessica Lowry. I'm like, oh my gosh, I used to talk to her all the time. We would message because we found each other's Facebook through, or Facebook, why did I say Facebook? Podcast. We met through Jerry Pauly. And so she was like, oh yeah, I follow you guys. I'm like, oh, you do? So then I followed her podcast, and then we'd message every once in a while, just checking in and seeing what was going on. And so I haven't talked to her in a while, so I hope she's doing well. But because it's probably been at least a couple of years, but that's a small world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how we met. And then we just all hit it off. And then she and I got really close. And like I said, all of us know each other. So we all get along, and it's they're the best people in the world. So thank you for putting up with me. And I'm sorry that I laughed at you. It'll happen again. I promise.
Fine. I laugh at me too.
You can make your official apology on the Middle Asian Creeped Out. I'm sorry that I laughed at your hair pulled.
It'll happen next time too. Oh, man. It just happens. I can't help it. It just happens.
I get it. Well, thanks for coming on, and wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful stories. Thank you for sharing those. Those were pretty intense. And I want to go.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll have you on again, like once you guys go, and then we'll schedule it and see what other experiences you have, you know, to kind of compare, because that'll be interesting to see, like, you know, the second time. That never know.
Andrew is coming back with a vengeance.
Yeah, all right. She prepared this part too.
I just took a deep breath because my gut was like, ugh. I mean, I'm still going to do
absolutely.
It, but I was still like, ugh.
Yeah.
I would too. Yeah, sounds like a horrible idea. What time?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know that feeling.
All right, ladies. Well, we'll let you go. Have a great rest of the weekend, and we will talk to you later.
You too.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Yeah,
guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Tiffany and Andrea. They did such a great job and shared a lot of creepy stories. We appreciate that.
It was awesome. Let's be honest, right?
Yeah, they did a good job.
Yeah, they're good stories when you get like a true chill as they're telling you their experiences.
Yeah.
Nate even, I know we don't have the video part of it, but since it was a Zoom and you went,
I know.
I'm like, you got
was that with the Nate, child?
The child looking through the banister.
Little glowy eyes.
We all got the heebie-jeebies there, right?
Yeah. Kid ghosts. They're creepy. Extra creepy.
All I can see is like a face looking at you, and then they take off running and laughing. Like, I'm out of here. Yeah, I'm done.
Laughs on you.
What was cool about their stories was, like they said, each of them, all four of them, had mm-hmm. something happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Andrea got unfortunately touched and grabbed and had her hair pulled up. Mm-hmm. That was when she said that. And Jessica, I think, was the one that saw. She's like, yeah. Your hair is getting lifted up.
Yeah.
But yeah, they all used, you know, like Jessica using the pendulum and mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and dowsing rods.
Yep. Yep.
Thought that was cool. So, what a fun birthday. Yeah. You know, right. Tiffany had, that's a fun way to celebrate her birthday with three friends.
I want to go to a haunted location.
Yeah. No doubt. House.
Hmm.
You want to go.
It's a great idea, right? Oh, yeah. I know. Yes. We're definitely going.
Yeah. I mean, I assumed that they were going to have stories, but they blew me away because mm-hmm. they had a lot of, yes. a lot of creepy stories.
They did.
A lot of stuff that happened to all of them. And, who was it? Was Jackie the one that actually took a nap? Is that
yes.
right? Yeah. I think that's funny.
She's Sleeping Beauty. And there goes the protection, right?
Yeah. Right. The bubble.
I was thinking, so it's a protection bubble, but I was thinking, made me think G.I. Joe and the trouble bubbles, the little things.
Oh,
yeah. I was like, oh, it is the, you don't want the trouble. So yeah.
Yeah.
They lost their bubble.
Well, that was fun. They said they're going to go again and, maybe we can get them on again, share some more stories. Cause it'll be interesting to see, to compare their first investigation with their second one. Mm-hmm. See if they have any craziness. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
See if Alfonso still likes them.
Alfonso,
Alfonso,
yeah.
His pizza
pie. Grabber, whatever you want. Creeper.
That's right.
Or a creepy guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I like the story about the window above the door.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. They, Andrea and I think Jessica were the two that saw that. I could be wrong.
Mm, I think so.
Right. Or maybe Jackie too.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's cool. Well, anyway, I know the creepies will enjoy their story, so we'll definitely have them on again. Sean.
Yes.
I'm saying middle-aged moment. No, I'm saying dark side.
Dark side.
It's moment.
Oh, daggone it.
Daggone it. You'll like this.
I was on a streak of two.
So I thought this is a good one that I've been wanting to use anyway. It sticks, the grand illusion. I've used some sticks before, but yeah.
Wow.
I think this was Betsy's when we had our... Was it our first live show? Actual live show. That was her, what she walked out to, right? Welcome to the Grand Illusion. Come in and see what's happening. Pay the price. Get your tickets for the show. The stage is set. The band starts playing. Suddenly your heart is pounding, wishing secretly you were a star. But don't be fooled by the radio, the TV, or the magazines. They show you photographs of how your life should be. But they're just someone else's fantasy. Gosh, the reading, right? Neat.
Yes.
So if you think your life is complete confusion because you never win the game, just remember that it's all a grand illusion. Because deep inside, we're all the same. We're all the same. So if you think your life is a complete confusion because your neighbor's got it made, just remember that it's all a grand illusion. And deep inside, we're all the same. America spells competition. Join us in our blind ambition. Get yourself a brand new motor car. Someday soon we'll stop to ponder what on earth this spell we're under. We made the grade and still we wonder who the hell we are. So still a great song to today because it's still very relevant. So, but I just think a lot of these things that we talk about, you know, life feels like a grand illusion a lot of times. So, but there's definitely that paranormal mystery weirdness to it all. So, but I love that. I like that song anyway. So, and can't go wrong with Styx.
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Always been one of my favorite bands.
Heck yeah.
Little tip, just read the words.
I know, right? They're right there. They're right there. What's wrong with you?
I wasn't sure what you were going to say.
But my brain, it does a zig and a little zag, and it's like, the. It's the word.
What happens, is. Nate, is his eyes are like dowsing rods. Sometimes they cross.
Yeah.
Sometimes they go separate. Sometimes.
Who are you looking at?
I make this look easy. No, it's not.
He's got dowsing eyes.
That's right. That's good.
That is a good song. That was a good pick. Man, I should have gone with Moment, though.
You really? Almost did.
I did. I know.
You're so good. I was rolling the dice because I think done Dark Side past like 15,000 episodes.
So he's like, it's got to be something.
It's got to hit at some point.
Next week, right?
Never know.
Maybe never again, right?
All right. Well, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get right to it. Shout-outs. Nate, any shout-outs?
When this drops, it'll be late. again.
Yeah, we've said that.
It's okay.
News of this day. Shout out to the women's hockey team for winning gold.
That's right. Oh, yeah. They shut out. Or not shut out, but they won, what, 2-1?
2-1 in overtime.
Over Canada.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Canada.
And then the men's hockey team, they're going against Canada for the gold, too.
Tomorrow, oh, okay. Right? Or whatever. Yeah.
Tomorrow morning.
I have not kept up with it. I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just
see it'll be over by the time this drops.
Yeah.
Right, but,
yeah.
But woohoo.
About the only way I pull up or keep up with it is when I pull up ESPN on my phone. And first thing that came up was the women's victory. So,
thank you.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good shout out. Any others?
Nah.
Okay.
I'm going to go super easy and say Andrea and Tiffany for being on today, tonight, or whatever, whenever you listen to this, right? We appreciate them.
Whoa.
They burned down the house.
What was that?
That's Nate. He's tearing
everything
down.
Off my tray.
We can't have nice things.
Man, it sounded like 80 things fell down.
It was two.
Oh, okay. But it did sound like 80.
A lot of noise.
It did.
Three.
It's the flooring. But anyway, thank you, ladies, for being on. We appreciate your stories. So that's my shout out.
Good shout out. Mm-hmm. Ditto. That's right. I have no shout out.
It's okay.
I'm
no shout outs for you.
No shout outs for me.
Okay. That's all right.
I'll let you guys carry the shout out part. So let's get to the sponsorship, shall we? Hey, creepies. Do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Scott and Corey, and Greenwood Happy Haunts for your sponsorship.
Our friends and our loved ones.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, Greenwood our Happy Haunts. Get your Halloween decor all year long.
Get your spook on? Is that what you're trying to say?
Isn't that great, though, that's right. a year-round
it really is.
Halloween store?
He just posted a clock that he built.
It's amazing.
I did see that.
It is cool.
Awesome.
I know.
He's very freaking awesome, man.
I know. I can't do that.
I can't do
this stuff.
No.
My dad was a good, he could make wood. He was good at woodworking, but not me.
Carpentry.
I made my little oven rack. Remember that in shop class? the oven rack floor.
Craftsmanship.
I did all right on that. Yeah, I did that. And, about the extreme of it.
That's right.
Make a trivet.
Yeah.
I know. To build anything or be a woodworker or any of that kind of craftsman is just, it is beyond me. Yeah. So
I know. Yeah. He's very skilled, very talented. So
yeah, my bookshelf would go. So, oh, shoot.
I can do it.
So much on the level.
I just don't have enjoyment.
My dad.
Too many cuss words.
Man, he made so much stuff. He had jigsaw, bandsaw, drill press. He had all the tools. And as he made things and made money off of it, he would buy a new.
That's cool.
That's so how I pay for his machines.
That's cool.
Equipment, whatever. Yeah, we appreciate their sponsorship. Mm-hmm. So go check out Greenwood Happy Haunts. For some reason, that is the place to have an event.
Mm-hmm.
We've had our two
shining stars, baby.
Live shows and the whatever it's going to be called. Paracon. Yeah.
We'll call it Paracon.
And they have, throughughout the year, they have, a lot of craft fairs, vendors
and
vending fairs, I'll just say.
Yeah.
Awesome place. So go check it out. Mm-hmm. Sean, second announcements.
I got them. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And we sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some.
Yeah.
Nice.
We got our first sponsor for our 5-year anniversary.
We do. She's awesome.
Yeah. So we'll give her a shout out when the time comes. So just hinting out there. You know, anybody else wants to be a sponsor?
Hint, hint.
Don't have to. Don't have to, but
Opportunity's there.
The opportunity is there. Right?
We feel it.
Yeah, nudge, you know. Nudge, nudge.
Poke, poke, nudge, nudge. Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Oh, just throwing it out there. So, anyway, thank you, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Nate.
Yes.
Help us out.
If you go out in the woods without a map, I hope you don't get Ross. That's a wrap.
That's funny.
I don't know. I'm just shaking my head. I really don't
you
know
were
what to
working
say.
On that really
yeah,
hard
that
over
was
there.
You were
stretch.
I was like, I always say, where's he going with this? And it comes around. It eventually,
you stretch so much, I think you almost touched the ceiling.
I pulled a muscle on that.
You might have. That's right.
You have a hernia?
Maybe.
Oh, Nate. Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 258 and our guest chat with Tiffany Boots and her friend Andrea Moran. And they discuss the Ross House in Bel Air, Ohio. Mm-hmm. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy. Don't get Rossed.